The Jenkins are on a plane bound for Auckland in New Zealand. They are trying to arrange their stay in the country that is to constitute the final stop in their around-the-world trip.
Well, as you know, this is a special moment for the four of us, since we'll be back to England in a few weeks. In the meantime, we still have to decide what we're going to do in New Zealand. As you know, we have just booked one night in Auckland, which means that we have to decide quickly on our next move. While in Australia, I asked you to do research about New Zealand's potential sightseeing interests, and it is now time for each and every one of us to share his, her, dearest wish regarding this country. Keep in mind that we'll give the go-ahead to the most convincing wish after voting for it. Ladies first, let's listen to Rosie.
Thank you, Dad. As far as I'm concerned, I wish we could visit the Tiritiri Matangi Island. It is an island off Auckland that is a wildlife sanctuary where more than 80 bird species thrive. For your information, Tiritiri is ranked as the first out of the 247 things to do in Auckland. If only I were already there, surrounded by lush vegetation and cheerful tweets.
Thank you, Rosie. In order to make it clear, I have to add that if we opted for your wish, we would have to start with the North Island. Good. Now, let's listen to your mum, Victoria.
It's a little embarrassing, but I'm afraid I'm taking the opposite view to that of Rosie, even though I quite subscribe to her choice. Let me explain my point. After visiting Australia, I have had enough of huge cities and high temperatures. Therefore, I would love to ride the Transalpine train, one of the best ways to enjoy the scenery offered by New Zealand's South Alps. From what I could read, it is a great ride in nature. What also motivates this choice is that the countryside there displays the same sort of pristine landscape as the Lake District where I grew up. This is it.
Excellent, Victoria. I will only add that your mother's wish implies visiting the South Island first. Let's shift to Thomas now. Have you come up with an idea, son?
It's been very hard for me to decide, but I would go for Middle Earth. This is the name Tolkien gave to his imaginary land, a continent thoroughly described in The Hobbit and in The Lord of the Rings. Of course, I can't ask you to visit all the locations and lands in New Zealand that film director Peter Jackson used, but if I were to choose one, it would be Hobbiton, the Hobbit village, whose movie set is located in a place called Matamata, near Hamilton in the North Island. You can drive through a huge sheep farm, take a look at Bag End, where Frodo and Bilbo's adventures began, and get lost in the village with all its hobbit holes and the Green Dragon Inn. I would love to have you all step in the ultimate fantasy land. Vote for my wish. You won't regret it.
Good, Thomas. I wish Thomas were that assertive and persuasive when it comes to speaking a foreign language. Now, what about you, honey? It's your turn to let us know what your wish is. What is the first thing you would do in New Zealand if the decision were yours to make?
Well, to be honest with you, the thing that I would like to do can't be done. As you know, I'm a big rugby fan, and being in New Zealand automatically makes me want to fulfil a dream, attending a game featuring the All Blacks. The thing is that there is no international match scheduled in the next few weeks. However, the final of the Super Rugby League, which comprises the best rugby clubs in the Southern Hemisphere, is getting close at the end of the month. This year, it will take place in Westpac Stadium, in Wellington, in the North Island.
So, now that everyone has expressed his or her wish, let's vote. But don't forget, first, you can't vote for your own wish. And second, the three wishes that are not going to be elected will not be given top priority. Yet, They will be fulfilled and will shape the course of our trip through New Zealand.
One last thing before the vote. In case of a draw, note that there is the Sheep Shearing National Championship in 2 days in Auckland. So think smart.